Simon & Schuster Audio presents Finding the Lost Art of Empathy, Connecting Human to Human in a Disconnected World. Written by Tracy Wilde, with a foreword by Judah Smith. Read by the author.
Foreword by Judah Smith. Tracy and I are cousins, so we've had a long history together. And by history, I mean a lot of great memories with an occasional family drama thrown in. In retrospect, I might have been the source of much of the drama. I've always had a flair for the dramatic. Anyway, many of my favorite childhood memories involve my cousins. We played together, we laughed together, we fought together, we spent holidays and vacations together. I remember one holiday when I was 11 years old. It was winter and several of us cousins had been playing together outside in the snow. We were heading back to the house when I slipped and fell flat on my back, hard. I was sure I had heard my spine snap or a rib break. I instantly started yelling, "I can't move anything. I broke my back, guys. It hurts so bad." As I said, I've always been dramatic. I was certain I was on the verge of death or at least suffering from a punctured lung, but my cousins didn't seem to share my concern. As a matter of fact, I specifically remember Tracy laughing, "Judah, you're fine. Just get up." I refused. I lay on the driveway, whimpering pathetically, certain the chill I felt was the icy breath of death. It didn't occur to me at the time that I was lying in snow. Finally, I told one of my cousins to find my mom and to tell her my back was broken and I needed her to come. 5 minutes later, he came back, without my mom. He had a message from her, though. "Tell Judah his back isn't broken and to get up. Welcome to my childhood." So I got up, and of course, my back was fine. My point here is not that Tracy laughed at me and then wrote a book about empathy 25 years later. Oh, the irony. The point is that we all find ourselves flat on our backs at times, and in most cases, the circumstances are much more real than my imagined paralysis. In moments like those, being surrounded by friends who know about you, care about you, and stand beside you is essential. I experienced this firsthand a few years ago when my father passed away from cancer. The initial months after his passing were the
sample complete. Ready to continue?